would fill in. And so I'm very happy to do that. It's always an honor to stand in the pulpit of the pastor or any of those that might ask you to come and be with them. And so let me just do this right now. I have a tendency to get a call right in the middle of the sermon. So let me just do that and get that out of the way. All right. Now take your Bibles with me in turn as Brother Scott read from the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, or the 31st Proverb, because these are written and they are sayings from different individuals. I have chosen this particular passage of Scripture as the key point to our study today, not to use it to downplay any woman or to upplay any woman, because some of the things that I've read has said that this is the picture of a perfect woman. Guys, if you read down through there, you might say, well, yeah, she's pretty good. But we're here today to talk about mom. And when we talk about mom, we have to understand that it takes a mom, it takes a woman to be a mom. And so as we study today, help me understand, and hopefully you will understand with me, that there are some things that we need to look for when we talk about mom and the characteristics of a mom. We can often think about some different things. Brother Clarence said about his mom being gone for 30 years, and my mom's been gone for several years, but as he said, they stay with us. Think of mine quite often, and if your mom is gone, I hope that you will think of her fondly as well. Today is Mother's Day. When we describe Mother's Day, we need to understand that it is a special day, and there was a time that there was not a celebration of Mother on a special day. Can you imagine that? You didn't think of mom on the second Sunday in May. We didn't have a special day when we set aside a time to remember. But in wisdom, President Woodrow Wilson signed a joint resolution. Congress got together and they decided that they would create a special day, or they thought that it was fitting that we should have a special day of recognition for moms. And so they presented him with a resolution, and he signed it many years ago that we would celebrate Mother's Day. Mother's Day, second Sunday in May. And this is all over the United States. Everybody knows that this is Mother's Day. We established, when this was established, we associate this with a lady that is Anna Jarvis was her name. She was a lady from West Virginia and Philadelphia, and she stumped, she promoted, she contacted people. She was not the first, but she is the one that is given the credit for having created and established Mother's Day as what we know it today. Oftentimes, and as I look out among the group here, oftentimes you will find that people associate carnations with Mother's Day. I think that it's probably in our culture today, it's not probably as recognized as it was some years ago. I remember as a young man that my mom would make sure that I had a carnation on Mother's Day so that I could depict whether my mom was alive or dead. Guys, just for information, if you wanted to revive that, the white carnation is for a mother that has passed away. The red carnation is for one that is still living. So if you wanted to do that, that would be a good thing. It's not bad. So we do have different things, customs associated with this a matter of Mother's Day, we give gifts from our church to the mothers of our church in recognition, as you noticed here this morning, we are proud of our mothers. And we want you to know that we are proud of you. In Proverbs chapter 31, and starting in verse number 10, as Scott read this morning, we have what is called a wise woman. Well, I would like to paraphrase that, if you don't mind, and say she is also a wise mother. Because as I read down through here, I see many of the characteristics that we would hope would be found in a mother that is rearing her children in the way that they should go. In verse number 10, it says, "Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies?" In verse number 11, it says, "The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ship. She bringeth forth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her handmaids. She considereth a field, and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it. She delivereth girdles to the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." Let's pray together, please. Lord, we just thank you for this time that we have your word before us. Father, you've given us wisdom in this matter of the characteristics and virtues of a woman. We thank you, Lord, for your guidance. Now help us, Lord, as we study together to recognize that our moms meet this bill, that they are this person that we are to hold in esteem. We pray, Lord, for our service together, and we pray for your guidance. We ask these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Now, as I read this particular passage of Scripture, if I go back to the very beginning of this chapter 31, I thought it was interesting that these words were not written by a man. If you read with me in verse number 1, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. Did you get that? His mother gave him some pretty wise words. And when she gave him these wise words, he said, "You know, I have a way of forgetting." And so what he did was he wrote down the words that she gave him, and this is what we have today in the book of Proverbs for this particular proverb. Who can find a virtuous woman? Let me ask that same question. Who can find a virtuous mother? As we look at these different things, there were several things that I noted as we go down through. They've been pointed out in some different areas that I've read and studied in preparation. Let me just give those to you. Number one, she is one whose worth is tied to her to rarity. Her value is worth more than pearls and gold and silver. This is talking about that woman, but let me tell you that a good mother is worth more than anything that you can have. She will guide and direct you, and that's verse number 10. And secondly, she is one who is trustworthy. We find that in verse number 11. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Again, she is one who is industrious. Verse number 13 tells us, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hand. She puts these things together. She is one who places the comfort of her household above her own. In verse number 15, it tells us simply that she rises also while it is at night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maids. She is one who is strong in her ways. Verse number 17 tells us she girdeth her own loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She is one who is a good provider. In verse number 21, it says, she is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She is one who takes care of her family and their needs. Verse number 23 through 27 starts off in verse number 23. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles to the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. We read on down through there. We find also in verse number 28 through 31 that she is one who receives the praise of her family. But the thing that got me most was found in verse number 30. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord shall be praised. Oftentimes we get a mistaken idea that if I look good, smell good, and act good, I'll get praised. But oftentimes that's not the case. Well, we need to realize that beauty is not on the outward appearance, it comes from within. And when we look at our moms, we oftentimes don't see that beauty that once might have been hers. Now we see a mom who has been over, someone that has maybe gray hair, someone that doesn't look, you know, someone that doesn't look like the person I remember. She doesn't look like that picture I once had. It's not that she's not the same woman. It's that time has taken its toll upon her, and she has grown. She's aged some, as we have. And in doing so, hopefully she also gained some wisdom to lead her children and her family. See, in our scripture passage, we may notice that we have the picture of that ideal mother, that ideal woman. She's considered to be a prize worth having, and for us that have one, a mother like that is, we know, of great value. She is quite rare and one that mirrors the image of God as she cares for her family. Her own worth. With this in mind, I asked an expert, have you ever done that? Have you ever asked an expert to explain to you what is a mother? I said, can you tell me what a mother is? I thought it was kind of interesting what the reply was. See, I was told that she has the following characteristics and responsibilities, and if you'll bear with me, I'll just go through a few of these. She's a cook. She's a clothes washer. She's a housekeeper. She's a babysitter. She's a caregiver. She is a chauffeur. She's a nurse practitioner. She's a design expert. She's a wardrobe coordinator. She's a career counselor. She's a finance and a budget manager. She's a gardener. And she's a fixer of everything. She is the one we run to for a kiss when we get a bobo. She's the one we also run to when we get a broken heart. And we often run to her when we get a broken arm. You see, she is, in addition to that, she is also our wife. And she is also our helpmate. See, I'm sure I've forgotten a few of these things as I was writing them down, and as I went through the week, I said, I should have wrote that down. But I know that she's more than that. And if I didn't say what you think that you are, Mom, I want to ask your pardon. I just wrote down a few of the things that were told me. See, with all of this, where is there time for herself? Oftentimes we see that there is no time, that she's busy from morning till night, that she's on the go continuously. She's always doing something that why don't you come and sit down with me? Well, I just don't have time. I've got to accomplish this. I've got to get through. I've got things to do. And so she stays busy. Sometimes she might feel overwhelmed, underappreciated, and maybe even not thought of. See, it's good that we have dedicated this one day to our mothers, this day that we can honor them, but lest we forget, let's not forget that they're busy every day doing what moms do. We need to say thank you, Mom, for being our mom. See, don't forget. See, I'd like to list a few things that I have noticed in this woman as I've gone through, and I've talked about this list that I've been given about what is a mom and what the Bible here tells us in this particular passage of Scripture about this woman who is our mom. First of all, I'd like to tell you that I think that a mom teaches wisely. She teaches wisely. First of all, I think that she teaches with discipline. In Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 8, if you would turn with me there, it admonishes us not to forsake, not the law of thine mother. I don't know about you, but my mom, when she was teaching me about things, I'm not saying she wasn't bendable, but she pretty much couldn't change her mind. And so when she told us, well, this is the way it is, guess what? That's the way it was. So I think that she teaches with discipline. I believe that she's not afraid to discipline us when we need it. She understands that Proverbs 13:24 tells us that he that spareth the rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. See, she understood that sometimes it requires the Board of Education. And so she wasn't afraid to use it. I think about my mom. Whoa. She knew how to use it. And in my case, she used it often. But she wasn't afraid to discipline. Hebrews 12:5-6 says, "And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receives." See, what we find is that mother's wisdom and her teaching wisely understood that, yes, sometimes I'm required to teach. And sometimes I'm gives this instruction. this discipline. But she also understood that her discipline was based upon the fact that God had given her a responsibility to teach me wisely. Not only does she teach me wisely in the matter of discipline, she teaches me wisely in the matter of love. Mothers overlook our shortcomings. And have you ever noticed, Brother Shane, they love us anyway? Mothers love us anyway. Sometimes I find that that is an awesome thing, that they would continue to love us with what we do. How many times have we broken their hearts? How many times have we done the things that would just bring shame upon them, and they still love us? They still go out of their way to help us. They still go out of their way to do the things that we need to have done. They love us anyway. Isaiah 49, verse 15 says, "Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget." See, what we find is that the mother's love is something that she just can't get rid of. She loves us anyway. Mothers cherish the memories of their children. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 18 and 19, I'm sure that you remember this, but it's the story of Jesus Christ and the fact that he was born. This is after the announcement and after the shepherds had come. In verse number 18 and 19, Luke chapter 2, it says, "And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds." It seemed unbelievable to them. But Mary kept all of these things and pondered them in her heart. You see, what we find is that a mother cherishes the memories of her child. I remember talking with my mom on several occasions, and she would bring up things that I didn't remember. Sometimes I hoped I hadn't done. But she remembered. And she would point them out to me. But I think mostly she would point out the things that brought pride to her life. Things that I might have done that pleased her. Things that made her proud of me as her son. They cherish these things. They build them up. They store them away in the chest of their heart to where they have them to fall back on. See, thirdly, a godly mother has great personal wealth, worth, and values her place in the family. I think that a mother who is a godly mother is content to be mother. She's content. See, that's what she realizes, that God has placed her here to be as a good mother. And so they've placed her, has placed within her heart this matter that she's content to be mother. And fourthly, she is an inner beauty that radiates from inside. We kind of got that impression when we read down to verse number 30, where it talks about the fact of beauty. Favor is deceitful. She has this inner beauty that radiates from the inside. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 3 and 4, it says, it provides for us an insight into that inner beauty, and it says this: "Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting of the hair, and of wearing of gold, and of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, great price." See, God doesn't hold your outer beauty. He doesn't hold your adorning of yourself, your appearance, to be as of much value. But when it comes to your inner heart, that person that you really are, He values that. tell you that she is and has a devout spiritual life. She's an example to her children and to her husband, to her friends, to those that come in contact with her. She has that devout spirit about her that lets other people know, I believe and I live it. Acts 16:14 relates the account of Lydia, whom Paul met when he first went, and he introduced the Lord Jesus Christ to her, and I think that she already had been introduced, and the thing is that she worshiped God, the Bible clearly tells us. She met the need of the God's servants. She provided for them while they were on their missionary journey. But the thing to note about this mother is that she had led all of her children to the Lord. It's very clear that everybody in her household believed. It wasn't because of the dad, because we don't even know who that is according to Scripture. We have this account so that we know that mom was the one who led them to the Lord. See, a godly mother demonstrates a reverence for God to her children. In Luke chapter 1, verse 50, it says, "And his mercy is on him that fear him from generation to generation." In Matthew chapter 5, and verse number 16, it says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father that is in heaven." See, she doesn't just talk the talk. She walks the walk. But she is worthy of honor and praise. Why? Well, first of all, because God commands it. He clearly says in his book that in Matthew chapter 15, verse 4, says, "For God commanded, honor thy father and mother. And he that curseth father and mother, let him die the death." Now, I know that is kind of harsh. But it gives us the idea, it gives us the information that we need to know that God holds the parents in a high place. And that he expects us as their children to recognize that place. Their mom and dad. Honor them. Secondly, that he says that there is a benefit to that honor. In Luke chapter 18 and verse number 20, it says, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth." See, there is benefit to just doing what God says. But she may have all these character traits that we've talked about, this wisdom, this teaching, this ability, this beauty that comes from within. She can have all of these strong characteristics. She can have possess this great wisdom. She can have all of these skills where she weaves her own clothes, sews her own clothes. And she can have great compassion and many other of these good characteristics. But that's not the most important defining characteristic that she has. That's not it. It is her reverence for God that's most important. See, there's no question that mothers have a special place in our hearts. Mother, mom, mama, Mimi, ma, whatever you might call her, it's a privilege and a matter of pride to introduce your mom. I remember when we would go out, mom and I would be together, and I'd say, "This is my mother." I didn't go, that's my mom. "This is my mother. I want you to know she's mine." See, it was a pride, a matter of pride with me. Now, was she perfect? No. The older I get and the more I look back over some of the things that I know occurred, I recognize she wasn't perfect. But does that do away with the fact that she's my mom? No. I still love her, and I still respect her. And so today, as we celebrate Mother's Day, I hope you will agree that although our moms may not be perfect, or they may not possess all of these qualities that we said that this ideal woman or this ideal mom might have in our scripture, she is our mom, and she's an exceptional person. Thanks, Mom. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Mama. Thanks, Ma, for being my Ma. We need to tell them, thank you for being faithful to God. As we come to the close of our service, we will have an invitation. And I want you to know that we have spoken of our mothers. Many of the things on a mother's heart would be that her sons, her children, her daughters, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. See, God lays that upon their heart. If you don't know Him today, why not? What is keeping you from coming to the Lord? What is keeping you from getting rid of those things that separate you from God? It's not God. It's you. It's us. So as we come now to our time of preparation to invite you, and nobody's going to make you, but as we come to this time where we invite you to come and make things right with the Lord, think back to the times that your mom said, you need to do this. You need to do this. You need to get it right. You need to settle it. Wouldn't it be good to finally do what she said? Lord, we just thank you for our time now as we've studied your word together. I pray, O Lord, that as we've spoken about our mothers and the love that we have for them, the characteristics that might exist in them, that, Father, that we might recognize that first and foremost, we pray for our children and for those that don't know you, Lord. We pray that you would just influence them to come before your presence. We ask, Lord, now that you would guide us in this matter, and that, Father, as we open up this time of service, that you would just put upon the hearts of those that have heard the need to resolve this conflict that's going on in their life. Father, you are to be glorified in our lives. And we pray that you would receive all honor and glory. And we ask this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand and take our